Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Can you hear me, man?
Yeah.
Welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Trying to keep it real all week. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And the Shaw in Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM. Caw-caw. Because that's, man, I mean, everybody all too well knows what happened this week. But let me see if I can sort some things out for people that I think are still confused about what's going on and how long it's been going on. So I obviously I can't turn on any news channel without finding out Tuesday right away that there's been another shooting at an elementary school, second, third, and fourth graders down in Texas, right? First off, I want you guys to know more people die from guns in Texas than any other state. Let's just start with that. Yeah, everything's bigger in Texas, right? Yeah, they got a bigger population. What's your is what, you gonna defend this? The Onion puts out a thing, the only nation in the world that, you know, can't solve this problem. Nobody else has this problem. But it wasn't funny, really. None of it. And I didn't have to see very much of it. Okay, to first of all recognize that those look like my grandchildren, for Christ's sake. That looks like my son's family, whose mom is Mexican. And every one of those kids looks like my grandkids. Because, you know, when you meld the pot enough, you know... Kids look beautiful. That's kind of funny, isn't it? So I'm done with it. I got to turn it off, man. This hurts. I'm watching these families grieving, and I'm feeling it. And yet, it doesn't seem to be enough for the media and the people that just keep watching it. You're going to run it all day, all long, 24/7. And why does that upset me? Because you don't do anything about it. I think it's used to desensitize us, to make us be more willing to, oh, just feel the pain with the families and apologize, and prayers and thoughts and all that.
Oh, thoughts and prayers. Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't do nothing, man.
No.
So right away, hey, you know, I've seen this before. No, the Republicans are not going to want to do anything about this, right? How do I know? How do I know? Well, the first thing Abbott does is he comes out and congratulates the police on such a great job that they did. More on that later. But I'm seeing the basketball teams come. Why is the NBA the only professional league that has human beings in it? As owners and coaches. First, I'm watching Steve Kerr. He's broken before this playoff game. And he's going, I don't want to talk about that. His dad was murdered, assassinated in 1982. How many of you knew that? And what an excellent human being he is. And maybe that's part of the reason why that team is in the finals again. Because they have souls and hearts and didn't go to Trump's place when they won. You know, he said, well, maybe I won't invite him. They're like, oh, don't worry, we're not coming. Mm-hmm. You need more of that, people. Why do people think they need to give people a pass because of sport or status or the United States Congress and the Senate? I blame everybody, man, because it's been, you know what, 40 years of watching this, you know, continue and get more and more and increase. And since 1990, you know, Governor Abbott, they tried to protect the citizens there by, they had a list of 35,000 people that couldn't pass the background check. Oh, hey, man, that's not freedom, right, Abbott? We'll get rid of that. Now all those people can conceal and carry in that state now. Mental health issues, anger, racism, whatever. Give them a gun. And then they start to, oh, we arm the teachers. Teachers aren't, no, man. I mean, I don't even know a lot of teachers that, like, you know, one of their hobbies is, like, hunting. not a whole lot, okay? They're about children. They're about teaching. Something that hasn't been done since Republicans decided to just hammer the public schools and turn it, you know, let's privatize them. Maybe we make some damn money off this, man. And they teach people to, like, thoughts and prayers method. And that is not to say that there are a lot of people of faith, ministers, priests, nuns, families. But you guys, man, you tainted the whole thing by your rhetoric. I mean, I go by this one. Man, I'm going by this church that I got to go by. Freedom isn't free. Well, yeah, that's what Jesus said, right? Freedom isn't free. I thought he died on the cross so we could all be free, dumbass. You're a minister living for free with your political leanings. And on the other side, oh, don't forget those people that gave their lives for our freedom. Don't forget the ones that die here every day from this free country, right? No other nation. And you know who dies the most from handguns, Jason?
Who's that?
Suicides, 24,000 last year. Mm. Nice, huh?
Yeah.
And that doesn't include the police murdering people.
Right? That's a whole nother, that's its own thing.
Oh, hey, Robin Voss wants to take some of that, you know, funds that we got from the Biden administration and beef up the police departments. Robin Voss. Yeah, maybe those will be the kind of guys that get hired that are there to protect the privileged people like you from us. Even though we're not coming that way. We never have. But the police are coming that way. You kidding me? We've seen cops fear for their lives right here in Wisconsin. Jacob Blake, shoot him 7 times in the back. Well, his kids are in the back seat because you feared for your life because there was a knife or something in the car. Huh? Was it a butter knife? That ain't fear, man. That's hatred. That's executions. And nothing's being done. You guys want to beef up the police departments? I'll tell you what, man. I could make you a whole bunch of money. Just give me the authority to ticket all the people that are ignoring every single law and rule and regulation on the road. How do I know? Hey, man, guess what? Traffic fatalities are way up. But nothing's more up than fatalities for bicyclists, people on bicycles, and pedestrians. Bicyclists, whatever. That's a tough one.
That is. You went for it, though.
Anybody else wants to, you know, call in and share or disagree? Because, I'm like really disagreeable right now. So I love that challenge.
I mean, I can't.
844-967-2789. I can, man. I've been seeing it all week.
No, but I mean, I can't. I mean, I just can't. Like, who's a rational person that would...
Nobody in the Republican Senate, because they all voted down that bill to protect us from domestic terrorism, which basically stops white guys from being able to slaughter people of color. And then, oh, hey, we'll talk him from killing himself to, oh, there's another guy with mental health issues. Oh, hey, but down there in Texas... Those cops didn't go in. They didn't go in.
Yeah. That's
No, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. Fathers and mothers were there. They wanted to go in and try and save their children. And they were threatened with tasers. So you know what they had to do, Greg Abbott? They had to wait and bring a Border Patrol guy up and then kill the Mexican. Because they're really good at that, those Border Patrol guys, right? Is that why you guys find somebody that really likes killing Mexicans? Because you never shoot first at white guys that have just slaughtered dozen people. And we take them to the drive-thru at Burger King. So this great America, you know what? It's not that great, people. And the people that are trying to get in here, I bet once they get here, they're like, ah, maybe we should just go back home. This is awful. This is an awful place to live. There's death everywhere. Republicans are the death cult. And I'll talk about some of the Democrats, too, because I can't understand. I do understand why we get smoked by this, you know, small percentage of elitists and the minions and the familiars that work for them, man, and pay each other off. It's all about money, man. Man, if you're, like, Republican and you're voting Republican, here's your freedom. You don't have any freedom to protect your air or your water. You don't have any freedom to earn a living wage. You don't have freedom to have health care. And heaven forbid, you know, you get food share. You know, Ron Voss thinks all these funds should, like, go to the police. You ass. Now, I mean, so what is it going to take for us to stop all this? Well, it certainly isn't watching it on the news 24/7. Thoughts and prayers. I don't think arming everybody's going to make it better. I can't think of one instance in my life where myself and the people around me would have been safer because I was armed and dangerous. And I would tell you something. I don't have any hate in my heart. I got rid of it, man. I loathe. I despise. I got thoughts and prayers too. Okay? I'm human. That's going to happen. But where's the rest of the human reaction in this country to... Yeah, more examples of what it means to be progressive or liberal or aware or woke. Yeah, I'm glad I'm woke, man. Oh, yeah, you got the Brat Fest coming. I see people are all excited and they have music and everything. And I see people reminding them that, hey, you know, Johnsonville Brats, man, they, like, you know, support the far right and the... Yeah, but we want to have fun. Come on, we don't want to talk. It's always this and all. No, hey, man, you know, you're not going to have fun much longer. Hey, go to the Brat Fest. I bet you there's nobody around carrying weapons in this state. Damn. I'm out of the crowd, man. I've always been one of those guys that believes on the edge is where you want to be if you're in the crowd. You got all different places you can run. But here's what I want to say about that shooting. If I would have been there and my grandkids were being shot at, no cop's gonna have... I don't know if your taser's gonna work on me, dude. I'm not armed, but I'm certainly gonna go in and try and save innocent children. And now it's coming out. You know, I had people tell me, well, we gotta wait, you know. What do you guys got, cops in your families or something? You don't want to listen to the people, the parents that are there telling you what happened. Oh, they made it up, right? Fake news. Damn, I'm mad. This is just insanity. And more guns is not the answer. Yeah, it's a ball of confusion. But you know what? Maybe come on back, man. I'll try and unconfuse your asses on some of this stuff. You gotta get real, man. Now listen. Evolution, revolution, gun control, sound.